Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Being naturally savvy means taking your health into your own hands. I am all about prevention and I am all about food as medicine. So I'm so glad to have the wonderful Natasha Kaisa. Natasha, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's actually Kissa, but Kaisa's fine.
Oh, I like Kissa. That's beautiful. What a great name.
Thank you.
She's going to be talking about preventative healthcare using raw cuisine, which makes so much sense. She's the author of The Simply Raw Kitchen. Hello there, Natasha.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you so much. Let's talk about, first of all, when did you first eat a raw diet? And was this something that you'd been presented with a long time ago or more recently? And what made you go for it?
Well, my journey starts way, way back, probably 20-some years ago, a couple of decades. At the time, as you can imagine, it was pre-web days. So basically, I just gravitated towards cleaning up my diet. Prior to cleaning up my diet, I was an international fashion model, traveling around the world, living a very glamorous life. However, you know, there was a lot of pressure from the industry to maintain a very lean physique. And like a lot of my peers, I fell into, you know, the trap of yo-yo dieting, which eventually, over a couple of years, led into both anorexia and bulimia. So I struggled with this for quite a few years. And, you know, I led a very unhealthy lifestyle. You know, I basically drank coffee, you know, smoked cigarettes. I did anything as long as it was low-cal or no-cal. Mm. So, you know, feeding on a lot of synthetic diet foods and suffered depression. So it wasn't until I really cleaned up my diet and just naturally reverted back to the foods that my mother had raised me on, so fresh, whole plant foods. And what I found was the closer I ate to nature, the better I felt. And the more raw infused, the more brighter and lighter I felt on every level.
Oh, what a story. Gosh, that's amazing. I am so glad that you're doing so well.
Oh, thank you. Well, I haven't looked back. And I know at the time, I felt like I couldn't get through it, you know, suffering eating disorder, let alone, you know, one or two, is very, very hard to push through it. And, you know, I'd landed in and out of treatment centers and hospitals, but nothing. I was put on, you know, pharmaceuticals, and I was on everything. Nothing helped until I did make those changes.
Well, I'm so grateful that you did, and it's obviously such a passion of yours. So, there's a restaurant that I love to go to with my family, and they have the most amazing raw meals. I had this raw pizza, and I don't eat pizza, so this, and I don't know how they did it, but with portobello mushrooms and sun-dried tomatoes and a dehydrator, it honestly had the flavor of pepperoni. Unbelievable. So,
yeah.
Do you make those kinds of things?
Actually, you can. But with my book, The Simply Raw Kitchen, I really wanted to keep, my goal was to keep the recipes very, very accessible and very simple for people. So there's no dehydrators. I don't use crazy ingredients that you have to special order, you know, online. So yeah, you can get very, very gourmet, and it can be time consuming. But the recipes in my book, and even I own a restaurant, and they're all simple, simple, simple. They taste amazing, the dishes, but they're quick and easy. Because let's face it, who has time to be in the kitchen?
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I want to make this like amazing raw enchilada and the raw pizza and the raw this and the raw that. But it seems really time consuming. And it's funny because whenever my husband and I go there, we always joke. We're like, for food they're not cooking, it takes a long time. Like, we're waiting there a really long time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So give us a few examples of recipes that you like in your book.
Oh, I love like the real tomato soup. I mean, that soup is so comforting to me. It's delicious. It's creamy. It's I discovered the canned soup when I was going through my unhealthy phase, and this sort of replicates it, but it's just so much more delicious and healthy, obviously, for you. But there's some other great recipes, such as rad pad Thai, I call it. It's with like an almond ginger dressing. The noodles are actually made out of zucchini noodles and carrots. And then, of course, dessert, right? People love dessert. There's a beautiful, luscious lemon cheesecake. And I really, if you're into cheesecakes, try this recipe. It's so zesty and refreshing, and it doesn't make you tired after eating it. It's totally guilt-free. And then, of course, there's chocolate, right? So there's a really wonderful peppermint patty recipe, which is very nice with just mint and coconut oil and raw chocolate. So you can get very creative with, all these meals and dishes, but it could also be very time effective.
Yeah, I am in love with raw chocolate and mint, so I cannot wait to make that. That sounds amazing. And what do you use for a sweetener? Because I cut out sugar a couple months ago, and for people out there who are cutting back on their sugar.
Yeah, I'd say I like to use maple syrup just because it's local and there's minerals, so it's, you know, for less processed than whatever else is out there. Also, you could use coconut sugar if you'd like. Or I, for myself, personally, I like to just use a little bit of stevia. I have it here at the restaurant in a green leaf powder, like, so it's very, very pure. But you could even get just the little tinctures nowadays, right? And I think I've even seen them in different flavors, so you can get, you know, have fun with the various stevia flavors. But stevia is really the ultimate because it doesn't spike your blood sugar levels and it's zero calorie.
Yeah, it is nice. Do you find a bitter aftertaste at all in some of your recipes when using the stevia?
Yes. So what I like to do with that, and I, for instance, my son, you know, I make smoothies for him, and he still likes it a little bit sweet, some of them. So I'll cut it. I'll put a little bit of maple syrup, but a little bit of stevia. So I reduce the maple syrup or whatever other sweetener I'm using by using a couple of drops of stevia powder or tincture.
Oh, that's a great idea. Now, I mentioned that this is so preventative in terms of, you know, keeping disease away and to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves the best we can. So how have you been feeling since you've gone raw? And what have you seen in other people you know who eat raw cuisine?
There's so many benefits. For myself, depression. I mean, I felt it immediately. It was just, the veil was lifted. And I just felt so much brighter. My weight maintained itself. I mean, it came off. I mean, I've been at the same weight for 20-some years. I wish I would have known about this when I was modeling. but energy levels, I have so much energy. And my husband and I were big, runners. We like to rock climb. We really like to get as active as possible. So energy levels is a real important one. And that's typically one of the benefits that a lot of people experience. They don't have that slump throughout the day. It's just clean energy that's very stable. But also I've worked with a lot of clients that digestive issues clear up too. So there's just so many. And then, of course, you're infusing your cells with, you know, these wonderfully nutrient-rich phytochemicals and antioxidants and vitamins and minerals and so on. So you're building your immune system.
It's really incredible. Natasha, how do we learn more about you?
My website is simplyraw.ca, and my restaurant is simplyrawexpress.com.
Ooh, where's that located?
That's located in Ottawa, Canada, the capital.
Oh, awesome. All right, sounds great. Well, I want to thank you all for listening. Andrea was away today, but we missed her, and she'll be back next week. You can check us out at Radio MD to listen to all the fabulous shows anytime, and I just want you all to stay well.